Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, isn't it a grand and glorious thrill to hear the family praise a special dinner of yours? Of course it is. And you can bet that compliments will come fast and furious every time you serve Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? Yes, sirree. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a tender, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew, or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs is in a cab in New York City on an errand for her employer, Carrie Carlton, when the driver notices another cab following them. Penny tells the driver she doesn't want to be followed, so the driver makes a sudden turn and picks up speed. Then the cab driver speaks.
Lady, this ain't smart.
I've been warned not to be followed.
Oh, then you know who you're going to see in River Street, huh? Lady, in all my 17 years...
Never mind how long you've been driving a cab. Drive one now and fast, will you?
Well, if you hear a siren in a minute, it won't be a fire engine, lady.
I know that, but we've got to take a chance.
All right, hold on. We'll try this turn and maybe shake them.
All right.
You holding tight?
Yes, I am.
And here we go.
Are we going to make it?
Open your eyes, lady. We're in it.
Oh, good. What was that? What was that noise? Why are you slowing down?
Well, you can crawl away from a wrecked cab, lady. Look behind you.
Well, the cab that was following us had an accident.
Sure looks like it, doesn't it?
Oh, that's awful.
Awful? Hey, lady, you're making me wish my 17 years of driving a cab had stopped at 16. You're the most mixed-up fare I've ever hauled. You wanted me to lose that cab, and I lost it even if I did have to make it crack up.
No, you don't understand. I think I know who was in that cab, and I like them both very much. If they've been hurt, well, I...
Oh, they ain't been hurt, lady. The hack back there didn't have much of a crack-up.
Oh, I hope they're all right.
Look, I'm beginning to wonder if you're all right. We're coming to my pet cafe in a little while. How about you and me stepping in and talking this over a cup of java, huh? It'll do us both good. This ride has given me the...
Hey, Johnny, you all right, Mr. Keith?
Yeah, Freddie, I'm just stunned for a minute. My head hit the top of the cab. Looks like our driver got the worst of this deal, though. He's still out cold.
Oh, I hope he's not badly hurt.
I saw what he hit. Just knocked himself out. Oh. Come on, get back, everybody, will you?
Come
get back
fella.
Give the driver some air.
Come on, snap
he's
out of it.
He's all right. We're all right, too.
Take it.
Now, go on away, will you? And don't look so disappointed because nobody's hurt. Come on. Hey, Mr. Keith.
Huh?
Driver's coming, too, isn't he?
Oh, good. We'll know whether or not he's all right.
Oh, I'm sure he's all right. But we're not. Gibbsy's cab got away from us.
Yeah, I know, Fitty. Maybe our driver knows her driver, and we can find out that way where he's taking her.
Well, I got the license plate on Gibbsy's cab. Maybe we can find it that way.
Oh, I hope so. Because if Penny stays lost, we're lost, too. We just can't let her get where she's going without being close behind ourselves.
This little cafe I like ain't so bad once you get inside, is it, lady?
No, very nice, Mr. Osborne.
How did you know my name?
Well, you've been driving a cab for 17 years. Don't you know that your name is in the back of your cab?
Oh, that's funny. I never think of it being there, but I wouldn't drive a cab long if it wasn't. What's the moniker on your license, lady?
I really don't think I should tell you my name.
You mean you can bum a cup of java off of me and not even slip me your name?
No, it isn't that I don't want to. There are just reasons why I can't just now. And I'll pay for my own coffee as far as that goes.
Oh, no, skip it, lady. I was only kidding.
I'll tell you my name someday when I write you to thank you for what you've done. It's really awfully important for us to get away from that cab that was following us.
And you knew the people that was riding in it, huh?
I'm pretty sure I did.
So Somebody looking to do you harm?
No. No, not purposely.
But if they'd have caught you, they'd have done you harm, huh?
If they found out where I was going, there might have been trouble.
When? When you got where you was going?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, it's hard to explain why without telling you the whole thing, Mr. Osborne, and I can't do that.
Okay, lady, I'll stop asking questions and giving advice. I've been driving a cab for 17 years, and I never once took anybody to the wrong address.
You know where 11 River Street is, don't you? You can't take me there.
You don't get what I mean, lady. What I'm talking about is when a fare of mine is a bum, get in my hack, and he has to be taken to a place where a bum belongs. When a fare from the Avenue got in my cab, he always went to the places Avenue folks went to. You see?
I think so.
Well, you see why I ain't liking the idea of taking you to River Street? You ain't a fare that belongs on River Street.
Well, I don't belong on Park Avenue.
Maybe not. I don't know what you got in the bank. But I do know what you got in your face. It's the look of a gal that does right because it's, well, just natural for her to do right. But this going to River Street ain't right for you. Why, it ain't even right for me, and I ain't no angel.
Oh, really, Mr. Osborne, I appreciate your concern over me, but really, I had a fair idea what River Street was like before I left Rossville. And I wouldn't be going there if I didn't have to.
But what business has a girl like you got with a bunch of thieves and cutthroats? Why, I wouldn't let one of them in my cab if I could spot him, and I've spotted a few of them in my 17 years of driving a hack.
Well, I assure you that this trip of mine to River Street is my first and probably my last.
You're going there, then,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's very important to someone who's very kind and very wonderful and very old.
Okay, lady, if I can't talk you out of it, I can't talk you out of it. More coffee?
No, thanks. We better go.
Okay.
Here, now let me pay for the coffee.
Oh, no, lady, you ain't paying for this coffee. This is on me. And so is the rest of the trip to River Street, too. We're riding with the flag
Jack,
up.
Come on, let's go.
If you gotta go to River Street, I don't see why you gotta pay for it, too. You'll pay enough if you get into trouble going there.
Well, there's the house she went up into, Mr. Keith. Number 11.
You mean that's the house her cab driver said she went into? Number 11 River Street, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's lucky our driver knew her driver and all his hangouts.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we still wouldn't be here, would we?
No. Would have been much harder to trace a driver through his license plate.
Hmm.
Well, here we are.
You know, Mr. Keith, this joint looks deserted to me. Look at that. Those windows, all boarded up there.
Yeah, I was looking at them, Freddy. I'm afraid Penny's cab driver was told not to give us the right address. Penny must have known we were following her.
Yeah. Dame is sure smart, isn't she?
Well, let's go back and look him up again. Maybe for a few dollars we can get him to talk, huh?
Yeah, okay. But look, let me run up there and try the door first, huh? You know, maybe this joint just looks closed up.
Yeah, all right, Freddy. But I don't think you will find the door open.
You let me go look and see first.
Two-story frame building. Looks as if it hasn't been lived in 50 years. If it was in Rossville, they'd tear it down.
Well, I'm going to give the door a try now, Mr. Keith.
All right, Freddy, try it. Then let's go find Penny's cab driver again, huh?
Okay. Hey, Mr. Keith.
Hmm?
The door opens.
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
Any lights on inside?
No. There's enough light coming through the cracks in the boards on the window so you can see inside.
Well, let's go in and have a look around, huh?
Yeah, sure, sure. I'll open up the door some more. Boy, what a great place for spooks.
None of that, Freddy. I'm susceptible.
Well, I'm scared. Hey, Mr. Keith, look. No kidding about this. The joint is empty. Why, it's empty as a tossed-out barrel.
Certainly nothing in this room. I don't think we'll find anything in any of the other rooms either, Freddy. You know, I'm almost positive Penny didn't come here. Why would she?
Yeah, I can't figure that out myself, why she'd come all the way to New York and go up into an empty old dump like this. I guess that she just... Hey, what's that on the floor there?
Hmm? Where?
Over here. I get it. Oh, shiny. Looks like a... It's a pin. Hey, look, fancy pen.
Let me see that. Why, that's Penny's.
What? Are you sure?
Well, sure. I gave it to her myself a long time ago. I'd know that anywhere.
Well, look, couldn't somebody else have one just like it?
No, Freddy, it's impossible. Not just like that one.
No kidding. Well, I guess Gibbsy sure came in here all right. I guess that cabbie gave us the right information, too.
Yeah, but now I'm beginning to wish he hadn't.
Why?
There's something wrong about Penny's coming to a place like this. Now, look, we'd better search this place from top to bottom.
Okay, but let's stick together, huh?
No, no, we better not. It may be important for us to work fast. I'll take the rooms and back on this floor, and you run upstairs.
Okay, but if you hear me yelling, you come a running, will you?
Yeah, sure, you do the same for me. Now get up there and have a look around.
Yeah, okay.
Found anything yet, Freddy?
No, not yet, Mr. Keith.
Well, this room's empty.
I think there's just only one room up here. Yeah, that's right. Just one big room. It's empty. Hey, Mr. Keith. Mr. Keith. Mr. Keith. Mr. Keith.
Better, Freddy. Did you find something wrong?
No, but I couldn't make you answer. I thought something happened to you.
No, no. I was at the back of the house. I guess I didn't hear you right away.
Oh.
There's nothing up here at all, huh?
No, nothing at all. Just one big empty room.
Well, just two rooms and a closet behind this one on this floor, and everything's empty. Look, let's try the basement.
You know how to get to it?
Yeah, I found the door. It's right over there.
Okay. Dark down here.
Yeah, we'll light some matches. Houses like this don't usually have big basements.
I hope this one doesn't. Well, I've got a match. Want me to go first?
Yeah, I guess you better. I can follow your light.
Yeah, okay. Ow, these matches don't last forever, do they? Yeah, there's another one.
Just a few more steps and we're at the bottom.
You know, you were right about this, Mr. Keith. Sure is a small basement.
Yeah. I look around for a door or a closet or something.
Let's see. Nothing there. Nothing over there. There ain't none. Just four solid brick walls and I... Oh, these matches are hot.
Dark when they burn out.
Yeah.
Quite a minute.
Huh?
Let's listen. I don't strike another match yet.
Oh, okay. You tell me when. Not a sound.
Yeah, I realize that. You know what that means, Freddy?
What?
For the exception of us, there's not a soul in this house. Where is Penny Gibbs? It's obvious she came into this house, but where is she now? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, we'd like to have a private word with you. There's something important we want you to know about beef, and it's this. The best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's your own 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificent steak. Soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today. Now your local announcer.